The next patient is James LeBron. The last name is L-E-B-R-O-N. First name, James, J-A-M-E-S. This is a clinical case of a 59-year-old Hispanic male that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus with significant proteinuria, period. The patient was recently admitted to the hospital because of chest pain that was associated to fluid overload and coronary artery disease, period. A cardiac catheterization was done, in which PCI was necessary, period. The patient ever since then has been following the recommendations, and today he decided to come for a follow-up with laboratory workup. He has a CKD stage 4. The comprehensive metabolic profile shows that the patient has a creatinine of 3.2, an estimated GFR of 21, and the proteinuria that used to be more than 4 grams has come down to 2,300 grams, 2,300 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. The patient is encouraged to follow the administration of Jardiance, to take the medication to control the blood pressure, to restrict the fluid intake to 40 ounces in 24 hours, low sodium diet, and plant-based. He has lost weight, 7 pounds, which is commendable. He continues to take Jardiance. Number two, hemoglobin, diabetes mellitus. The diabetes mellitus has been with a hemoglobin A1C that is 7.9, which is also better. He's encouraged to continue following the diet and paying attention to what he eats and follow the recommendations. Follow a number of arterial hypertension that is under control. Follow a number overweight. The BMI this time is 35. Follow a number. The patient has evidence of hypocalcemia. We are going to start the patient in a calci trial that is going to improve the PTH. Following number, no evidence of hyperkalemia. Following number, the patient is to continue controlling the blood sugar as per the endocrinologist. We are going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup. Hopefully, I will be able to motivate this patient to continue in the right pathway and delay the initiation of renal replacement therapy. We invested 9 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes. In the documentation, 7 minutes.